Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name's Mei Soon. I'm calling about the Depo Provera lawsuit on a recorded line.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Working, but I'm okay.
All right. Well, did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then I did want to mention again, this is a recorded line. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Okay, and no, ma'am.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
All right. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your injury after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed with meningioma. I think I pronounced it right.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sorry, could you give me 1 second? They keep calling me. I told you I was at work, so could you give me just one small second, please?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
All right, thank you. Minutes and I'll be out. 5 minutes. Thank you. Hello?
Yes.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm back.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now, where were we?
Of your date of diagnosis?
Oh, okay. It was November 19th, I believe, of 2018.
2018.
Yeah, 'cause I'm 32 now, so I was like 26. Yeah, it was 2018.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
4/10/1992.
Two.
Excuse me.
And where was it located in your body?
And my brain.
Okay. And were you receiving the Depo Provera pill or the Depo shot?
The shot, the injection.
Were you consuming the name brand injectable?
I believe that, so the one by Pfizer, I'm not sure if that's meet the name brand or, so I believe so.
Was it the Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera or a generic
No, it's
version?
Depo Provera by
Oh.
Pfizer. Yeah.
All right. And how many years were you using Depo for?
I would say like 6 years.
6 years. And within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Within 1 year, yes, because I was getting it like once every 3 months. So 3, 6, 9, 12, that would make it 4 times.
Right. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
1992? No, I was born in 92.
Yeah, meaning from 1992 through 2025, we're using Depo within those years.
So that don't mean like did I start using it in 92, right? Because no,
No.
but within that time frame, yes.
Yeah, within the time frame.
Okay, yes.
Okay. And then do you know when you first started using it?
Like 2012. Like October, September, October, like October of 2012.
And then when did you stop?
In April of 2018. I remember that date.
April 2018. And do you know anyone else who was also using Depo, who was also affected or had any similar symptoms?
No, I would hope not. That's nothing I would wish nobody has to go through.
Right. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. I have your first
name.
They
called me one more time. I'm sorry. They just keep coming to this door to bother me. I'm listening, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can make it quick for you if you have to go back.
I do, but this is more important kind of to me right now, so they're just going to have to give me a second and let the store burn down. Figuratively, not really, but I'm with you. I'm here.
Okay. And I have your first name spelled A-L-L-I-S-H-A.
Yeah.
Last name G-R-I-M-E-S.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your email address?
Okay, I'm going to spell it. It's Ling Majestic, but LingMajestic @gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your main cell phone number?
443-202-7299.
Thank you. And your current home address?
510 North Chester Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21205.
Okay. And was the depo being administered by a doctor, a medical staff, or by yourself?
Yes, my doctor at the time, Miss Susan.
And how many times were you injected with the product?
Well, I would have to do the math if we did all of the years, but I took it once every 3 months. So 4 times 6 would be the like amount of times I took it throughout the whole time span, but once every 3 months for like 6 years.
So around 24 times?
That sound about right. Yep, that sound about, that's, you good with math.
All right, 24. And then do you remember the doctor that was administering it, their name?
Yeah, Miss Susan Besser. Susan Besser.
Besser. And then the name of the facility where the depo is being administered?
At Mercy.
Mercy. Is that the one on 7602 Bel Air Road?
No. It's on 345 St. Paul Street. Like downtown Baltimore, almost.
Okay. And it was Mercy Hospital?
Medical. Yeah, Mercy Medical Center.
Okay, thank you. And what was your prescribing doctor's name?
The same one, or are you talking about the doctor after I was like diagnosed, or are you talking about the doctor that gave me the depo? Because the doctor that gave me the depo was Dr. Susan Besser. That was the same one.
Oh, okay. So she gave you, and that was at the same facility?
Yes.
Okay, and were you going to any specific pharmacy?
The CVS is by Monument Orleans. I believe that's Wolf Street. I can, like, Google it if you need the address. But I know it's the CVS over off of Wolf. I think it's Wolf Street, but I'm not 100% sure. If you need me to double check, I can.
CVS. I see one on 101 North Wolf Street in Baltimore.
Yep. That's it. That's it.
And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
They did everything. It was a lot of different testing and stuff all together, but I do know that I had the MRI done. I had blood testing done and biopsy done. There was a lot of tests I took for a long time, but those were the three that I for sure took and before they told me that I had meningioma.
Okay. And then the diagnosing doctor, was that different from Dr. Susan?
Yes. I don't remember that doctor name, but I know after I was working with the neurosurgeon for like the remaining time.
Okay. And what was that facility name?
I was still at Mercy Medical Center. It's just a different doctor I dealt with.
Okay.
Yeah, I was always told when you have a problem, you go back where you had the problem because they kind of have better information on the person itself, so it's easier instead of trying to figure out, I guess. I don't know.
Right. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis at all?
No. Okay.
Did you ever receive any treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Did you receive treatment for the meningioma?
Yes.
What type of treatment was that?
Brain surgery, steroids, monitoring.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so sorry you went through that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I tell people a lot, though, it's not what we go through, it's how we get through it. So.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I like that.
Thank you. I hate to be irky. How much longer do you think our call is going to be? Because if one more person comes to this door, I'm going to throw something at them.
Oh, no, we're almost done. Less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
And for your treatment, was it still at the same facility?
Yeah.
Did you have a specific treating doctor?
Just the Dr. John, the neurosurgeon, and then that's like the only one I really remember. It was a lot of different staff that I met, but I know that John was the one that performed like the surgery and all of that stuff and had to do my prescription and stuff.
Okay, Dr. John. Do you know if it was
I think it was like Wine. How do you say this man's name? Wingart or something like that.
Wingart. Oh, yes, I found that. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. And do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, I was in a hospital for like 3 days, 2 or 3 days, and then outpatient.
Okay. Do you remember what dates you were hospitalized or just an estimate?
I know it was in November. It was in November, and I had surgery in June. So it was probably around November, I'd say like the 20th, maybe.
Okay. 20th. And do you have...
That was in...
any
that was
medical?
In 2018.
Oh, 2018. Sorry.
Yes, that's okay.
18. Okay. And then do you have any medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Okay, so I just recently moved, so I'm not 100% sure if I still have my paperwork, but I can obtain it all. Like, I can still get, like, the doctors or the hospitals to get all of the paperwork and stuff, so I can still obtain it, but I just don't have it personally right now because I lost a lot when I moved.
Oh, okay, that's okay, but you can confirm it's still at the hospital?
Yes, I could still, I still can get those to you guys if need be.
Okay, and do you have a MyChart login at all?
I used to. I would have to request to, like, I guess, get a new password or login for it. It's been so long since I've used it.
Okay, that's okay. All right. And then can I get your social?
Okay. 217-35. Question, though. The social is for?
For them to pull medical records.
Okay. 4009.
Okay, that was 217-35-4009?
Yes.
All right. And then lastly, we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
I can. I'll give you my niece number whenever you're ready.
Okay. Does she live with
443?
You?
443.
Oh. No. Okay. 443.
742-7598.
Right. And her first and last name?
Crystal. KRYSTAL. Moore. M-O-O-R-E.
Thank you. And you said she is your niece?
Yes.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to go ahead and send over the documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link, and I sent it to your email too.
Okay.
Whichever one is easier for you.
I've received it.
Okay. And then while you're looking over that, I'm also going to send you another text for my direct line so you have my information as well as the attorney's.
Okay. So the first link you sent me, you just need me to go in and sign those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then once you've
signed... Do I at least have to the end of the day to do that? Because I do know I got to get back on the floor. I don't want to... Like, if I can, I'll sign them as soon as I get off or when I can get a break.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I'll send you my number just in case you had any questions throughout it. But once you do sign it and send it back, then the attorney should be giving you a call to verify your information, and then they'll tell you the next steps.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much. Do you have any other questions before I let you go?
Nope, I think that's it. So other than thank you, you were pleasant to talk to, and you made this process a lot easier than I thought it would be, so I appreciate you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Of course.
All righty.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.